Thank you, Sade. One of my favorite things is like her songs are always so properly mixed. Whenever I play them on air, I never clip or anything like that. Or maybe that's just me with my God level volume mastering and pressing lower or raise the volume, whatever. CJ UMFM, I hope your guys' Friday is going well. Before me, you just heard Ream, Digital Planets, 2 to 3 p.m. And now you're listening to You Were Here. I'm your host, Sabir. I host this show every 3 to 4 p.m. on Fridays, like right after, like close to afternoon, evening, right after people are getting done with their days almost, kind of. And this show is basically, originally it was about me playing samples behind my favorite tracks, but at a certain point, I just started playing whatever I likes. But every now and then, I try to keep it like thematically accurate. And this episode, I'm going to play some songs that I've been digging from video games, as well as a movie that I've been digging recently. But I'm going to get that later on in the episode. Pardon me. So the song you just heard was Cherry Pie by Sade. And before that, you heard A Bug's Life by Sudan Archives. And before that, you heard The Boy by Rochelle Jordan. So for the first song, The Boy, if I'm not mistaken, I heard this song from Kay Trinata's Elevator Session. You guys should definitely check it out. If you haven't checked out Kay Trinata, you should. But this is from his YouTube set. It's called Kay Trinata DJ Set Elevator Music by the YouTube channel Elevator Music, essentially where they have DJs posted up in an elevator, obviously. And they got a nice ass setup going on, and they have people coming in and out and dancing. And Kay Trinata is one of my goats. Seriously, I don't throw around the word goat like that, but Kay Trinata, like, I mess with that dude so heavy. Especially after coming back from Montreal, I've been infatuated with Kay Trinata and like his whole, how he combines soul, how he combines house, how he combines groovy music, you know what I mean? So shout out Kay Trinata. Anyways, what I was getting to was that Rochelle Jordan had taken the song The Boy by Rochelle Jordan was played on this elevator set, and I am a sucker for good music, hence why I played it. And anyways, as far as the next song, A Bug's Life by Sudan Archives. Initially, a friend had put me on Sudan Archives, but like he didn't play me any songs, and I was like, oh, it's like whatever, right? But then Avery's Sunday Sessional last Sunday, shout out Avery, by the way. I'd met her for the first time properly at her Sunday Sessional. Michael was doing sound, but I was essentially babysitting. It was a really fun event, and every Sunday of each month, like one Sunday per month, UMFM collaborates with Sucrums to have like a little, just some music and some live shows for free 99. And also they had their birthday a few days ago or something, and apparently they have 11.9% beer, if you guys are a fan. Anyways, I got lost track again, but Avery had played this for her set. And she has a very, very nice, sophisticated palette of music. She played freaking Charlie XCX, which I love. She played Sudan Archives. This song, I was like, dude, this is so fire. Like, man, I gotta put this on. Like, that's the heat. So shout out Avery. And that was A Bug Life by Sudan Archives. And then we have Cherry Pie by Sade, Diamond Life. One of my routines to discover more music and also just to vibe after I come back from work slash school slash whatever I'm doing, and it's like I have some minor chores, like I gotta make my bed because I left too early in the morning or woke up too late, sorry, and then I just gotta, you know, put my laundry in the dryer, yada yada yada. I like to throw some music on my speaker, and for usually I either play a radio station on Apple Music or just an album that I've never heard before, right? Because why would I play some stuff that I already like and aware of, you know? I could do that whenever. So you know me, like, do two birds one stone, get like this, like listen to music while doing some chores. And I had played Sade's 19 something album, I'm so fake, but it's on her album Diamond Life, and Cherry Pie is one of those tracks, and I love that track. This is a nice track. And yeah, man, so that kicks it off for our first segment. I think our second segment, why am I saying I think, I'm the whole host of this radio show. So essentially the next two tracks are tracks that come from video games that I mess with. Like, for example, I'm about to play Three Vets by the Future Kings. For anyone who was around during like that COVID, like was in high school or middle school during that COVID era time, there was this song was really trending on TikTok or like social media platforms, and it was also on NBA 2K20 if I'm not mistaken, and it's a complete banger. I haven't heard it in a while, and I just randomly thought of it yesterday and threw it on, and it's like yeah, I'm gonna be digging this for a minute. And also some songs from this, like one of the songs is from the BO3 reveal trailer back in 2015. I think it's from PlayStation or the E3 convention. RIP E3, by the way. I really missed the fact when E3 was a thing. I'm getting all sad now. I miss good gaming conventions. I miss good eras of video games. But anyways, this is on the BO3 trailer, and then we got a song from Genshin Impact, and then from Zelda Ocarina of Time. You know how it goes, man. I love good music, and they just happen to come from video games for this episode. So yeah, without further ado, here is the next track by Four Vets. It has minimal explicitness, so I'm only going to play the song. I'm going to cut the song halfway short just to reduce the amount of like explicit words. But CJUM FM 101.5, I am so very glad to be back here. I hope you guys are doing well yourselves. I'm having a pretty splendid time at the station just because I like being here with the good, like, I met Avery properly on Sunday, and we've been chatting for so long. With Kieran, Reem, Asher, Avery, like, it's some good talks going on at the station. Michael, Jared, it's good company. I like coming here every Friday and neglecting my schoolwork. It's pretty awesome, I can't lie. But without further ado, this next track is Three Vets by The Future Kings. Enjoy.
Serious. Hey, walk up in a bitch who clean up froze. They don't fight you when I'm from. Like the beat, I keep a drum. You ain't got dough, little boy, you a bum. She give me brain, that bitch so dumb. Used to be broke, I ain't had no funds. Now I spin it just for fun. Eat that hair, I'm straight for lunch.
Walk up in a bitch with a VVS. Can't get my girl cause I don't do the text. Don't give a damn about how you flex. Pull up with Cubans all over my neck. Back on blam, don't care who next. See me in camp, you see three vets. I'm at the show, but I have my check. Chopper gon' blow if you disrespect.
Chopper gon' blow if you disrespect. A lot of bad bitches wanna give me sex. Gang on my neck, go chain with the Chris. She gon' bust it down on the boys, and I did. You a little bitch, crying about some crib. Had to drop a road, then I got some bread. Rest gon' eat, whole gang get fit. Ain't on me, little boy, get slipped. Look.
Ain't on me, little boy, get slipped. I ain't even really gotta call my gang. Got a 30 on me, so I'm by myself. Shorty want enough, I dress myself. Treated on a man like I gave her up. Told me go deep like a wishing well. Hit it one time, you know I built. Diamonds shining on her, can't control her. I be with a pretty bitch, she's from California. I ask my lawyer what they do if I don't show up. Look so got it, do up. Got no ass and hit your heart.
Walk up in the bitch who clean up froze. They don't fight you when I'm from. Like the beat, I keep a drum. You ain't got dough, little boy, you a bum. She give me brain, that bitch so dumb. Used to be broke, I ain't had no funds. Now I spin it just for fun. Eat that hair, I'm straight for lunch.
Walk up in a bit with the VVS. Can't get my grind cause I don't do the text. Don't give a damn about how you flex. Pull up with Cubans all over my neck. Check on fam, don't care who next. See me in camp, you see three vets. I'm at the show, but I have my check. Chopper gon' bluff, you bitch, respect.
Walk up in that bitch too clean, I'm frozen. And stuff on mine ain't cold. Never had shit, so the bag I'm blow. Whatever that spell, no, you know. Just so I got in the mix. Kick out the bro cause we can't just a bitch. Yeah, I said we cause me and my bitch. Now I'm personal, man, yeah, just business. Picked up a mic, it was easy as shit. I made my bread off the walk in the pit. Thought I was on, but they ain't seen shit. That shot flow cause a nigga really don't miss. Mac, petty, wet. Here come Kane with the same old nigga don't miss. I can guess cause I don't do that. But I'm talking about the niggas that I come through stat. Wait, who? Them niggas rap. Money in the bank, I ain't talk about a match. Looking for the cash, I'ma be where I'm at. I'm Jamaican ends, motherfucker, that's that. Get on my side like a motherfucking catchphrase. Switch lanes, I'ma need a bag on side before we hit stage. Niggas like a goofy in the study, we gon' engage. Walk up in the bitch, kick a shit like a sensei.
Walk up in the bitch who clean up froze. They don't fight you when I'm from. Like the beat, I keep a drum. You ain't got dough, little boy, you a bum. She give me brain, that bitch so dumb. Used to be broke, I ain't had no funds. Now I spin it just for fun. Eat that hair, I'll shit for lunch.
Walk up in a bit with a VVS. Can't get my grind cause I don't do the text. Don't give a damn about how you flex. Pull up with Cubans all over my neck. Check on fam, don't care who next. See me in camp, you see three vets. I'm at the show, but I have my check. Chopper gon' bluff, you disrespect us.
Yeah. spacey gold turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes.
J-U-F-F-M. You guys just heard Gerudo Valley. This is on the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time soundtrack. And before that, you guys heard, pardon me for the message I forgot to turn Do Not Disturb on, sorry. Before that, you heard Twilight Serenity on the Genshin Impact soundtrack. I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of LARPing here, or I'm kind of being fake, because I never actually played Genshin Impact. My only familiarity is like with the soundtrack, because my manager at work actually put me on, because I was like, hey man, I need some good video game soundtracks to like casually do work, right? And he's in favor of that, and he is a Genshin Impact, I forget what the universe is called, of like Genshin Impact, Honkai Star Rail, like he's in favor of that, and so he put me on the Genshin Impact soundtrack. And yeah, no, that's a banger. I really like that kind of stuff while studying, because I'll find these gems out of nowhere, and like I don't even mind being distracted by these cases, because like, dude, this song is fire. Anyways, before that, you heard Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. So let me tell you why I played this song. I know these aren't like you're gonna be, what the hell, these aren't related at all, like why is he just playing stuff all over the place? Listen, I understand that curation may not be my specialty. However, Painted Black was on the Black Ops 3 reveal trailer all the way back in 2015 on the PlayStation YouTube channel. Now, why I included this, just because, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Black Ops franchise. I mean, before it went, it's not good anymore, but I was a huge fan of that just because of how much it carried my childhood as far as like YouTube, the video games, and like that whole community. And when BO3 dropped, my dad, I think I got my PS4. I got gifted a PS4 in 2016. My dad had bought me a PS4, and one of the first games I bought was Black Ops. And I was trash, but just taking me back to that time when Black Ops was kind of new, or Black Ops 3 was kind of new, was a really nice time. And that reveal trailer was so badass. Like, I still remember that song vividly. And that's also one of the songs that I just thought of out of the blue. Like, dude, that came up yesterday in my mind randomly, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna play this on a radio show because it's fire. And yeah, that's why I included that Rolling Stones song. I'm not even a Rolling Stones listener that much, but Paint It Black is a badass song, and that trailer is sick. I miss BO3. Now I think it's only just modders making zombie maps, which is fun, but like multiplayer, I think it's dead. I actually don't know if Black Ops in general multiplayer has been good nowadays. But what's the latest Black Ops? Black Ops 7? And they dropped Black Ops 6 like recently too, no? Like, I don't know. It is what it is. It fell off. That's the past how it goes. Before that, I played Three Vets by the Future Kings, because this was on the NBA 2K soundtrack. But also, as well, mostly the reason why I played is because it went viral on like the social media platforms back in like the COVID era. It takes me good back to a good time, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, I would not want to go back to like pandemic lockdown again. I would have been 14 at the time, and also just like not being able to go outside it kind of sucked. But like that whole era, as far as like what I could make of it, like I remember DIY coffees were the move, and then like Stranger Things season 3 or 2 was dropped right before like 2020, like 2019, and like just coming out of 2019, it was still pretty fresh. And no, it was a good era. It was a good time for pop culture, I feel like. But that's why I play that song. Without further ado, the next track I'm going to play is going to be the main theme of the film from the film Paprika, which is a 2006 anime. Now, listen, it is also kind of like this episode of my radio show. By the way, for those who are just tuned in, my name is Sabir, and you're listening to You Were Here every Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. And I just play tracks in the electronic hip-hop world occasionally, film and TV and video games, house. If you can find me on the UMFM website, and then I'll give you a rundown. You can always check out the playlist too, by the way, on umfm.com. And yeah, no, essentially, this next song I'm going to play from the main theme of Paprika 2006, it also doesn't fit cohesively within this episode. None of the songs do, but I really like it, just because, I don't know if you guys are aware of Satoshi-kun, by the way. He's the anime director for a film, like for this film, Paprika, but also Perfect Blue and Tokyo Godfathers. And this film, Paprika, actually inspired Christopher Nolan I can't remember Christopher Nolan or someone on the team, whether it be the screenwriter or whatever. But needless to say, Inception, dropped in 2010, and it's like a thriller, crime, mystery genre. I actually haven't watched it, believe it or not. I'm super fake. I'm going to watch it tonight, though, because I have it downloaded on my computer. Inception was inspired by Paprika, and the main premise of Paprika is this therapist. The team, these scientists have created like a device where you can go into these people's dreams, and they reveal all sorts of subconscious things about like dreams, fantasies, stuff like the stuff you'd find in dreams, right? And so it goes wrong when someone gets that device, and they don't do such good things with that device. You know, they got all that power. And it's a really like Satoshi Kon style movie. I find Perfect Blue to be confusing at first watch. And this was also low key confusing at first watch. It makes you feel not smart. But from what my from what I'm getting at, the consensus is that usually the first watch doesn't do it justice. I haven't watched this film twice, but like I watched a YouTube recap video and then it was kind of clicking altogether. Like, okay, now I get the gist of it. And it's a great film. I'm a huge, even regardless if you don't understand what's going on in the movie, you'll feel it, bro. Like it's a, just watching it is really enjoyable, and you can kind of get a gist of what they're getting at, so it's not like you're watching something completely foreign. But yeah, no, this next track is gonna be the main theme from Paprika. And aside from that, we have 20 minutes left to air, and I'm, let me do the math, 20 minutes left to air, and I have 9 plus 7, 16 minutes worth of music. I might not even talk that much, if I do at all, but I'll just let you guys enjoy this next track. After that, we're gonna play some Michiko Aoba, some Men I Trust, and then top it off with the Keichinada remix. A remix of what? I won't tell you yet. But without further ado, enjoy. This is the Paprika 2006 film main theme by Susumu Hirasawa. Please enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
CJUMFM. I was gonna play a man. You guys, by the way, you guys just heard a track from Ichiko Aoba on her album Luminescent Creatures. I think this dropped 2024, 2025. I'm such a bad researcher. I should know my stuff. But regardless, the song was called, here, let me pronounce it properly, Luciferine. Pronouncing is not my job. My job is to play banger tracks. So, yeah, no, that was by Ichiko. But I had to interrupt just because for the first time ever, this... So, I'm not going to say their name because obviously that'd be, like, low-key fake of me to do. But this person... I just got a text on IG that someone was like, yo, you playing Ichiko Aoba by Men I Trust? If you're that person listening right now, I just want to say you're the GOAT. You're actually the freaking GOAT. Like, this is the biggest, like, mind-bending thing ever. Usually, this is not to diss anyone who isn't that person that's also listening. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm talking to the void, which I don't mind. Like, it's a nice, I like this as, like, a cathartic experience, you know. I like using this as my diary. Whether anybody listens or not, like, I won't know, and that's okay. But, bro, for the first time, someone literally just said... I just got noticed, like my radio show got noticed for the first time, and someone, like, pardon me for calling someone. I'm not gonna say your name because that'd be fake. But to this person, man, thank you, because, like, man, I trust in Ichiko Aoba, man, I'm so happy, bro. This is so crazy. I'm gonna stop waffling, but. Yeah, no, here's this next track by Man I Trust. Thank you, guys. I'm going to waffle more soon, but yeah. Sorry about that. CJUMFM 101.5. You guys just heard Men I Trust with Come Back Down. I wish I could have... I went to Montreal like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Sorry. And I wish I could have saw them. But I went to Aux 33 and I picked up a record for the radio station manager, Michael. Shout out, Michael. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing very well. I am currently very happy right now just because I got noticed. I'm on top of the world. Yes, it's like as little as... That's not little. Something like that makes me really... Damn, that's so crazy. Shout out to anonymous person. You know who you are. And to anyone who's listening that's not there, I thank you guys so much. You can always feel free to contact me or whatever, but if you any ears, I appreciate that. Just letting you guys know. I'm going to top it off with the K. Trinata remix. This is from his Apple Music New Year's Eve 2024 mix. CJMFM 101.5. Enjoy, you guys.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
The ending of a film era. The digital was beginning to take effect. The last moment of thin mirror of time. Last winding up on a reel. It was like the long days ago. Of Hollywood was gone. You could see eyes of eyes of eyes. Been looking on, looking upon the filmmaker's kind, studying on the director's style.